Ah.
Aliaba released the lizard. Together, they watched it disappear into the night.
Now,
Aliaba said,
we'll make ourselves small in their senses.
Small in the force?
Yes.
They did, each carefully willing her presence in the force into a smaller and smaller glow. So good was Vistara at it that Aliaba lost all sense of the girl before Aliaba herself was through with her own spell. They waited. Distantly, Aliaba could feel their pursuers. There were moments of puzzlement. Then the sense of the three off-world men changed in direction and distance. They waited a few minutes more.
Done!
Aliaba smiled.
They are led astray. It will be some time before they find us again.
Good.
Vistara held her lightsaber up into the moonlight. It was, of course, not lit, but the hilt gleamed.
Would you like to know something lightsabers are good for other than cutting?
What?
Hitting.
Vistara drove the hilt into Haliava's solar plexus. The blow, backed by physical strength, but not accompanied by strong emotion, came as a complete surprise to Aliaba. It also drove all wind from her body. She bent over, momentarily helpless. She felt the hilt hammer into the side of her head. Stars of pain exploded through her vision. She fell to the moist, leafy ground, not quite unconscious. She tried to move, to rise, but could not. Vistara held her down. She became aware that she was flat on her face, her arms twisted up behind her. A thong was being tightly wrapped around her wrists, binding her fingers. Moments later, Vistara went to work on her ankles. Soon, too, they were bound. Vistara rolled her onto her back. Still dazed, Aliaba had at least managed to recover a little of her breath.
What?
As Haliava's mouth came open with the question, Vistara stuffed a ball of cloth into it. Then she took a final length of thong and wrapped it around Haliava's mouth, binding the improvised gag into place. Finally, Vistara blew a sigh of relief and smiled down at Aliaba.
I imagine you were asking what I was doing. What I'm doing is granting you a favor, a tremendous favor. I've told you I admired you and why. I wasn't lying, but Aliaba, you must understand. You're a savage, unsophisticated, unschooled, unbathed. In a little while, though, you're going to go up and live among the stars. You'll teach and you'll learn. You'll surrender for now and rule even more because of it. You thought you were doing me a favor by making me a Night Sister. I'm returning that favor and multiplying it. Someday, you'll be a Sith. You're going to have to get used to the fact that half the Sith are men. But, well, ridding you of stupid preconceptions will be the job of your teachers for the next few years.
Vistara took a few moments to rid Aliaba of her gear, weapons, supplies, even boots. Then she hauled the woman up and took her across her shoulders in a rescuer's carry.
Oof! You're not the only one who makes foolish mistakes. I should have done this when we were much closer to the meadow. Oh well, live and learn.
She set off at a slow walk, every step pressing her narrow shoulders into Haliava's gut. Aliaba screamed in frustration, in anger. But the muffled sound carried only a few meters.